Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
Coming up on the program, we'll drink and toast into the three-day Memorial Day weekend with a shot of the day.
Is it you?
Bad Choice Friday time.
Wakanda forever, bitch.
Sam, this is your fault. And today we celebrate the unofficial start of summer on a Bad Choice Friday with Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Just A.
That's right.
Just A.
Just A. Got nothing.
Bob Marley and Could You Be Loved taking on Mungo Jerry on a Bad Choice Friday. In the summertime when
the weather is high. I'm going to apologize to Ray every time I hear this song. Sorry, Ray.
Mungo Jerry in the summertime taking on Bob Marley and Could You Be Loved. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after the shot of the day. All right, do we have time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at KISW.com? You've got mail. You've got mail. And a couple from our question, what's the craziest thing that you have witnessed with your own eyes? Liquor and Horrors, guys. Love you guys. Been listening since I moved here from Montana 12 years ago. No, S, this happened like 3 weeks ago down in Renton. There is a weed store called Buddy's, and right in front is Buddy's. A Y intersection where the left lane takes you under an overpass. The right lane takes you in front of a weed store. Well, the car in front of me was in the left lane and made a hard right turn at the very last second. The car hit the concrete barrier, which was roughly angled at about 45 degrees, essentially matching the uphill grade of the right lane, launching the car at least 15 feet in the air, barrel rolled midair to then land on its top. It was like straight out of a movie. So, you know, some wild drivers, man. That from Devin.
Craziest, wrong way to put it.
Yeah, craziest thing I've ever seen. Oliver Toll's happy holiday weekend. Seahawks passing on the 1 yard line instead of letting Lynch run it in. That from Jerry.
He's not kidding. He, honest to God, he's not kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, man.
I mean, I saw it too. That
yeah, Mike saw it in person.
Broke my heart.
Oh, that's sorry, when man. You were at.
That's when I was at.
Wow.
That sucked.
What is the reaction? So it's one thing silence. To watch it on TV, right? But you're there physically in the stadium. You assume Lynch is going to get the ball because he's been running it straight up their ass
right,
all game.
And remember back, this was a blow-for-blow great game between the Seahawks and the Patriots. And it was basically whoever had the football last was going to win because it was everybody was scoring on their drives, right? And it looked like the Patriots had finally stuffed us, but all of a sudden this huge comeback drive by the Seahawks, and honestly it made for me that impossible catch by Jermaine Kearse where he's basically
unreal.
Break dancing on the freaking ground and he comes down with that football. I'm squealing up there. We're gonna make it. Big run by Marshawn Lynch puts us on the 1 yard line. I'm ready. At this point I have gone to the Patriots fan in front of me like, man, win or lose, this has been a great game, knowing we're about to win the game.
Of course, that's the only time you say that.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the pass goes incomplete from what I can understand, but I lost the ball. I didn't see what happened. So did Ricardo Luckett. But all of a sudden, everything goes quiet, and all of a sudden, I see hands going in the opposite direction, and then all of a sudden, the Patriots fans start losing their mind, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
But it was second down. He got stopped on first down.
I know. Yep.
And that's what I have to survive on that.
What would you have called, Ted? You got stopped on first down.
I'm giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Right.
Killed me, man.
There is... Also, over the years, it has kind of become lore that it's like they did give it to him on first down.
So they did.
I've given it to him four downs in a row.
Absolutely.
Your 11 tried to beat our best 11. But
I like how you do that. Hey, and man, that, second down, they stopped him. What would you have done? Hell yeah, I'd have handed it to him.
And that was the cap to the vacation. Next morning, we're catching a flight. So, like, we had this great time down there in Phoenix. And
how quiet was your flight?
My God, dude, it was...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quiet. Right, I mean, just because the curse catch, it's just such a high emotion.
What? Mm-hmm.
Oh, but y'all, I have quite a few things, but this also positive Friday. Let's go with humor. When I was in elementary school, my three friends and I used to walk through a nature preserve to get from school to my friend's place. One time, when we were walking through, we heard a crack from above, and a squirrel fell from a tree in its frantic scramble for its life. It latched onto my buddy's crotch and dug in on his boys. Understandably, my friend started running around screaming with a squirrel swinging like a pendulum, digging in harder and harder. After 15 seconds or so, the squirrel let go and ran off. My buddy took a long while to recover and was always a little concerned whenever we saw a squirrel after that. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Terry. As we move on to the birthdays. Guys, can you please wish my wonderful wife, Taylor, a happy birthday? Her birthday is on Sunday.
Aww. Yeah, I mean, we hope she has a happy birthday. Alex, but why don't we say happy birthday today? It's not until Sunday.
We only say birthday wishes on people's birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a war against birthdays, Miles. Mm-hmm.
Unless they're a family member that we forgot. Guys,
happy birthday, Cousin Tom.
There you go. See?
Damn.
That's the only time it's legal.
You're so subtle about it, too.
What was that, yesterday?
It was.
Oh, Ted.
Yeah.
Just tell him the card's in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Also, happy birthday, KSW legend Damon Stewart. My kids was yesterday, too.
You missed two?
Jeez, man.
You missed two?
You got anybody else to add? I mean, while we're
I'm going to stop. Right. I think there is somebody else, but I'm going to stop.
Who is it?
I don't know. Somebody I know.
Come on, Dennis, tell me all your Facebook.
Let's see. I can look. You know what? Today, we I got four today.
Whoa. All right. Who do you got?
Well, a couple of them are high school buddies. No one would know them. Then a Burning Man buddy and a guy from a band in Florida. Happy birthday, Dylan. Happy birthday, Michael. Happy birthday, Patrick. Happy birthday, Pat.
Okay. Happy 15th birthday to my son, Jack, a.k.a. Smexy Fry. Can you get a barbershop face sandwich medley? And let's see, the longest fart you got, you guys talking all over each other about finishing the Bugatti Lego set.
Ooh.
Love your mama, a.k.a. mother.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Legos. I mean, Legos to me are like buying idea furniture.
You're
going to
do the Bugatti Lego set.
You put the whole thing together, and you realize, why do I have these extra guys?
More expensive than it is.
Then you have to take the entire freaking thing apart and do it all over again because you've got two pieces. All of Bacholas. I want to wish my daughter, Chloe, a wonderful 17th birthday. We're all going camping in Greenwater. About to leave work early to drive up. So can I get some thrill shotgun gets, since I'm sure we'll be doing some shooting, a backward fart, and the captain giving some advice on the fun things that we will do while camping. Happy birthday. Love, Dad.
Get.
Spell it.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, back in the day, your captain didn't mind going out to that land side of things and doing a little camping, but after, let's just say, inappropriate interlude with Miss Buttersworth, I don't camp anymore, so I'll just read to you something from her deposition against me, and essentially it was simply this. Don't trust a man who pitches a tent before reaching the campsite. And also, don't accept Poppin' French when he offers you a mouthful of donuts. French berries.
17 years old.
I will say to the dad, when everybody's camping in Greenwater, you should sneak over to the Natchez Tavern, get a beer.
He will.
Have you been there?
Hell yeah!
You know how mad he is right now.
But damn, she's 17.
Now you just told her we're not going to do that.
They got a pool table. You used to be able to grill or cook your own hot dogs in the fire when you're coming down from Crystal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Guys, want to send a birthday shout-out to Ken, our favorite guy turning 31 today. Please give him a backwards fart. And, oh, my God, what the F is that, bro? And Coach Ted telling him how to hit the long ball and softball. Many thanks, guys. That from Robert and from Lisa.
First of all, everybody knows chicks dig the long ball. Yeah. Now, it's slow pitch softball. So I don't know how strong you are upper body strength. You could sit there and just muscle up. But unlike baseball and softball, you could go ahead and throw your weight forward, too. Shift through that thing. I mean, do the opposite of a good baseball swing. Drop your shoulder, drop your elbow, and just crank that mother out. If you're looking to just get on base, split the ball in half.
Hello, Michelle. Since no one is going to do this for my birthday, here it is. My name is Paul. I turned 32 today. So can I have, we'll do this in order. Goofy talking about lipstick.
Oh. Well, gosh, old Goofy's been holding an old tube of lipstick between his legs ever since he was a young pup. But the taller I've gotten, walking on two legs now, I'll tell you what, that tube of lipstick pops out often. And the ladies love it. Apply it directly to their lips.
Now we need Ringo saying a few words, if possible.
You want a few words, do you? There's a few words for you. I have no idea. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Cook something on the barbecue.
We also need Ted talking about skinless bangers.
Mom, are the skinless bangers ready? I got that precious little tummy. Mom, skinless bangers.
And Miles giving some dad jokes on a Dad Joke Friday.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. That's from Paul.
All right, here's some dad jokes for you on a Dad Joke Friday.
Guys, what medieval barbarian was very well endowed?
I don't know.
Attila the Hun. Also, to the person who stole my selfie stick, you need to just stop and take a good long look at yourself.
Dad Joke Friday.
And finally, my wife confessed that she broke my favorite lamp. Now I can never look at her in the same light ever again.
Dad Joke Friday.
Damn it.
All amigos, today is my good friend Igor, pronounced Igor, in your best Russian accent, Igor. Birthday, Microsoft employee, married to a vibrant wife, Natasha, also works at Microsoft. He likes cars, driving fast, and adventure. So how about a Suck It Up Cupcake and Andrew Penis and the Dirty Germans telling him what his wife should do for him today to keep it not Microsoft. Thanks, guys. That's from the Russian-speaking Ukrainian Misha.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Andrew Penis.
Yeah, this is quite simple. If you want to take it from Microsoft to macro hard, invite me over. He can look at me in all of my glory as I pump away at his wife.
Yeah, so no, honestly, we don't know
and
how...
He can look through Windows.
So we don't know how these apps work, because we really only prepare ourselves with hardware.
Jesus.
Guys, my name is Miriam. My husband loves the men's room. Listens to you guys almost every day. Could you give a shout out to Louis? Happy birthday to the luckiest man in the world. Getting a woman like me is like winning the lottery. Thank you so much. That's from Miriam. I believe she's correct on that.
Jesus.
Saw the picture of her.
Yeah.
We were
did
that.
You?
Hell yeah.
All right. I just want to wish my husband a happy birthday. Please give me your penis is too small, a fish sandwich medley, and you guys talking all over yourselves about starting a detailing business. Rock on. That from Melissa.
A filet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Auto detailing.
I want to wrap on my hood of a giant penis. Two huge testicles and a shaft running all the way down and the lights on the
outside.
Do a wrap on the front and march with just a huge giant. That would be awesome.
God,
could you imagine seeing that thing in your rear view
mirror? I was thinking about that the other day, seriously. Could you imagine doing a wrap on the hood of your car? It's just a giant penis. So, but the nose, the head goes all the way down in between the lights.
Right.
So, like anybody who looks in your rearview mirror, they just,
that's all they see.
And then just, you know, complete fur up near the windshield. No. Just a penis coming at you. I mean, who's not going to give you a thumbs up? Like, that's cool, dude.
Well done.
You can also peel that off.
I don't think the thumbs up for having a giant penis on your car is the thumbs up you think it's going to
okay.
be.
Okay. Mm. Gentlemen, my friend and coworker Joshua has survived.
You get a lot of winks and waves.
That's right. Yet another orbit around the giant nuclear reactor. Let's get an explosion. Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about what kind of fun to have this Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your 3 days, guys. That from Dennis in Bothell, not the other Dennis.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, what kind of fun was he looking to have this weekend?
Fun for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. I'll tell you what, you take that one part of your body that looks like a rounded tombstone, and instead of pulling it into the grass, you shove it directly into the grass, top first.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about doing some paintings this weekend. Maybe it's the bedroom, maybe it's the living room, maybe your wife.
Oh, boy. Guys, it's my beautiful wife, Char, and twin sister, Nikki's 36th birthday. How about the dirty Germans on what an older wife can teach her husband? And the captain on how he got fired from Cinnabon. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Corey.
Yeah, the thing your older wife can teach you is how to have good sex in the bedroom. Put your face there. Move your tongue there. Put your penis here. Use your hands there.
What about the twin sister, Nikki? Can she be involved?
Yeah, she will be involved.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Foregone conclusion.
Yeah, it's the best part about having the older wife is enjoying dinner at 4:30.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. I didn't know that you knew the old Capitan's history, but yes, long before I started producing Crunch Berries, I once worked at Cinnabon, but I ended up getting fired. Apparently, I was frosting the wrong buns. You know what I mean, Miles?
I do.
No.
They frown on that kind of thing. They're what they call professional Crunch Berries.
All the dinosaurs, I'm pretty sure no one else is going to do this. Today's my 46th trip around the sun. I have to say it's been an interesting year. So, can I get a backward fart? I want the Evazap, bro. And you guys talking all over each other about auto detailing as I just started my own detail business, Quality Detail Services of Marysville.
What are the odds that people want?
Wait, we have two different auto detailers.
We have Jason and we have Joshua. Thanks, guys, for all you do in Rock On, Bitches. That from Jason in Marysville.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to wrap up a giant penis on the hood of my car.
Hold on, guys. It's my old pop's 58th trip around the sun. He's one hell of a guy. Raising cows, raising brows with his badass 70 Buick GS. He's going to get a kick out of this. Love you, Dad. Can you please give him an OG face sandwich, a few gets from Thrill, and the Dirty Germans talking about farm life. Thanks, guys. That from LJ.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Get. Yeah, the first thing I love so much about being on the farm, that for a dirty German like me, we call it a brothel.
Yeah. You know, the funniest thing is I love the term. Roll in the hay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as comfortable as one would think, but, you know, it's a nice place to sleep afterwards.
Yeah, the second you find a needle in a haystack, I point between my legs.
Yeah. So you know how you can tell the difference?
Yeah.
His needle is different colors in the hay.
Jesus. Guys, it's my 60th birthday 60 times. I want to have a birthday wish from the Dirty Germans and a pep talk by the coach. I love you guys. Been here since November, and I've never missed a day. You make me laugh so hard. That from John.
Yeah, for your 60th birthday, we'll do what we call the 60 position. That means you perform on me and I just curl up in a ball.
Yeah, or it means that I get six O's.
Yeah.
All right, you're turning 60. I don't know a ton about it, but it seems like a massive birthday. So when you go out tonight, the sun is shining, I would just blatantly walk around the bar or restaurant I'm in and go, what if anybody can pay for this? I'm turning 60 today.
Not a bad call.
Yeah, right? Like, use it, man.
All right, guys, here you go.
Hang on one second there,
Miles. Oh, no, what?
I have one as well. It is my cousin Sully's birthday today. We're actually heading on down to the in-laws tonight so that we can go and have some tacos and throw down and play some games and have a good old time.
Nice. How old?
28 years old.
That's Sully.
And for no reason other than I think that he'd enjoy it, here's a rhino fart.
Okay. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. BG. Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
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 The fluffy, frustrated fig plucker plucked figs while smoking quality kumquat keef with quicker, quarreling Kiefer Sutherland.
3 times fast.
The fluffy, frustrated fig plucker plucked figs while smoking kumquat with...
Oh, that was that easy. Give me that thing. We're going to try it again.
We can't say that.
Yeah, that's a sneaky one in there.
Mm-hmm. Try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. Oh. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Late night we have, forgot that you lost, and the new rule this year is if you lose, we'll give you another shot. Why didn't we think about that?
I know, we were up so late. So late, Ted.
So stupid. I was up too late.
Mm-hmm. Were you really?
I was.
Is that the reason for the poops?
Yeah.
What were you eating?
I think it was more of just drinking beer and trying to come up with 25 songs.
You need to do that to come up with a list of songs. Right, for Men's Room Radio, exclusively on the Odyssey app on the Men's Room page.
Yeah.
You did say, in fact, you were going to do that. So
yeah.
I do the same thing. Just get hammered, get stoned, and start listening to music. Like, that's a good tune.
Yeah, I went out to get dinner with a buddy, and then I said, hey, let's go sit on my couch in front of YouTube and start listening to these songs, because they don't remind us.
Right.
All right, we do a do-over, a mulligan, they say, a breakfast bowl on the Ted versus the FCC. Again, this comes from our buddy Turd Ferguson, and it goes something like this. The fluffy, frustrated fig pucker pucked figs while smoking quality kumquat keef with the quicker quarreling Kiefer Sutherland. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you need to read that one time through, then 3 times fast.
The fluffy, frustrated fig plucker pucks figs while smoking quality kumquat keef with quicker quarreling Kiefer Sutherland.
3 times fast.
The
They do that.
Pigs do that. You're not lying.
Hey, how do you think they make baby pigs?
I don't know. Looks like I'll have to hold on to that one, Steve.
Ted's a teen sex ed.
Third and final attempt.
Pigs F.
By the way, I'm keeping all the ones that the Ted is having a hard time with that you couldn't get through on 3 times.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm saving them for the month of December and the end of the year.
All right. Redemption.
Give you one more chance to do that. Coming up along, we'll drink a toast into the 3-day weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, couple of minutes, we'll drink a toast in a 3-day weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, some age numbers for you, fellas. Back in 2020, the number of people over the age of 65 in the U.S. was 1 in 6.
All right.
100 years ago, it was closer to 1 in 20.
Damn.
People are living longer.
Good.
Or maybe we're just getting nicer.
Oh, damn, that's a dark way to think
remember
about it.
Remember that.
Just remember. I could. There's a man making headlines for having skateboarded across the U.S. in 57 days.
I saw that, man. Damn.
That is impressive.
Right, he started, what, in California and ended in Virginia Beach?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know, man. He's on wheels. Like, anybody can do it on wheels.
Oh, okay. There you go.
On a longboard?
Damn right.
Was it a longboard?
I don't know.
I would think it would have to be, right?
It said skateboarded. It didn't say longboarded.
Right.
I know a guy that walked across the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
He was lost.
Started in the Brooklyn Bridge.
Goodness gracious.
Walked all the way across to, I think he ended up in California, but he's from here. He played in a few local bands. Drummer.
How long did it take him?
Man, it took him a while. I had him on the podcast. I'd have to go back and listen to it. It took him a while, and there was like, he was like, there are some strange towns in the middle of the United States.
Yes, there are.
Like stuff you don't even know about. And One night he was camped out by a river. It was the summer and a storm came up. And then he said he woke up and, you know, he thought he was safe enough from the river, but it had swollen so much. Basically, like, people like woke him up and were like, you're gonna die. Yeah.
Jeez.
And just as horrible as you can imagine some of the stories going through the middle of the country. Blistering heat, animals.
You would hope that people that do things like this write a book.
Right. Yeah.
Some kind of long-form commentary for something, because it is an interesting read.
A summer camp counselor shared the names of some triplets: Riot, Rage, and Kathleen.
I think Kathleen will be the most successful.
I think she will. But don't worry, they spelled them different. It's R-Y-A-T-T, Riot. R-A-Y-G-E, Rage.
Either way, how do you say it? Right? Because that's what it's going to invoke.
Good luck finding a babysitter for those two.
Could you babysit Riot and Rage tonight? Absolutely not.
I don't care.
I hope Rage plays football.
Ooh.
Who's the guy? Merciless? Great. I thought that was the greatest name in football.
Slaughter, I think, is another one that
Slaughter
was
Slaughter Strong. Until the band Slaughter came out, and they sounded like, did not sound like a band that should be called Slaughter.
We had a player here for the Mariners, Justin Smoke.
Oh, all right.
Only just spelled wrong.
Yeah, I mean, just right. Sometimes you're just like, God damn, that's a good name.
That's a good sports name right there. Damn right. Charlotte, North Carolina is letting the public name a new street sweeper. The finalists are Cleopatra.
That's pretty good.
Sweep Caroline.
All right.
And, of course, you already know what's coming up. Sweepy McSweepface.
Of course.
But, you know.
That'll always be suggested, right?
It will.
Sweep Caroline's pretty good.
I like Cleopatra.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty strong.
Now, I would put it in that order. I would go first for Cleopatra, second for Sweep Caroline, and then, you know, leave.
Look, there's Bodie McBoatface. Let's stop with all the.
Right.
If I'm Bodie McBoatface, I'm like, hey, I'm the McFace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? That has been established.
That is an actual fairy.
That's what we're saying. Like, it,
and the joke's been told. It was a great joke when it happened. The joke's been told.
Correct.
Knock it off.
Yeah, now it's like those annoying people. Isn't this crazy, man? We're all going to get together and call it Sweepy McSweepface. Like, nah, it's not crazy.
It's not crazy, right. And it's not creative. Cleopatra, that takes some creativity.
Right. Yeah. It was funny when it happened because it was so simple, so stupid, and nobody ever said it. Now everybody's doing it.
Right.
So, good job, everybody.
When you have a kid, you name a baby McBabyface?
Oh, my God. Dude, that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I'm convinced it'll happen.
Mr. Hill, earlier, you and I talked about some things that were unexplainable by science, and some of those...
Her name is Tina, Mike.
I mean, look at that face.
I mean, damn.
You explain it.
She's called the human surprise for a reason.
How did this happen?
She's scientifically dumpy.
Oh, damn.
We've determined that you are scientifically dumpy.
Somehow, I don't know. I feel like calling somebody ugly is like, all right, it's like dumpy.
Dumpy.
That stings.
There are people that I say are factually ugly.
Yes.
You know, like, they say, man, you know, it's a matter of opinion. I'm like, no, you...
Nah, you're just ugly.
You transcend opinion.
You are general ugly. Opinion.
Right.
Of them meaning, like, 99%.
As a fact, you are ugly.
You ever seen, like, one of those famous strip clubs that says 30, like, hot chicks and then three ugly ones? You're one of the ugly ones.
Oh, what kind of strip club says that?
Oh, I've actually seen those.
Yeah.
There's one in Vegas, if I'm not mistaken.
We hired three ugly...
I swear there's like one in Vegas.
40 like beautiful women and it's like and three ugly ones.
And three ugly ones. Yes.
But they give the best dances, dude.
They earn their tip, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Some of those had to do with the human body, Mr. Hill, and we actually do have a few more disturbing facts about the human body, which brings us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
of the most disturbing facts about the human body. Here's a disturbing fact for you. Every now and then, after I get out of the shower, I'll grab a Q-tip and dip it into my belly button, swirl it around, pull it out, and then give it a sniff.
Smell it.
I don't think that's what we were talking about, BD.
Along with half of a sweater and a few stray hairs.
So here we have for you 10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. It says breast milk comes from blood. Don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
What? It's filtered out of blood with fat. This means babies are little vampires.
All right. Good evening. Give me your nipple.
Apparently the blood's got some nutrients in it.
It do indeed.
I mean, in theory, shouldn't blood have nutrients in it?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what getting it all around?
It has... Blood has nutrients. Yes.
That's why I drink blood.
That's not what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. You keep asking me every day, Thrill, why do you keep drinking blood? Nutrients, bro. Nutrients.
Well, sometimes
it's a human smoothie.
Sometimes I just say, what's your skin routine? They say, drinking blood.
Yeah. What's your skin routine? We have this conversation every day. Yes.
That's how you glow so much, yes. Man. Your immune...
Oh, man. Yeah.
Your immune system can kill you. It says, when we fall ill, our bodies will do anything to heal us. Someone explains that in order to heal the body, the immune system develops fever and swelling to kill the virus. Such defense mechanisms can be too severe for the body.
I feel bad for people, and it's a very small percentage, but there's something where their body rejects their own body. You know what I'm saying? So the immune system kicks into gear because it does not recognize that you are you and wants to kill you, thinking that you're something trying to take it. That's a terrible way to live.
Oh, yeah.
Why in a bad mood?
It's not a way to live. You're killing yourself.
I'm trying to kill myself unconsciously.
Unconsciously. I am on a new level with this. Hormones defined you. Says we tend to think that we have control over who we are, but we couldn't be further from the truth. A person discloses that the hormones in your brain define who you are. Your mind, willpower, or intelligence cannot change any of that.
Yeah, I believe that. That's why I say nature versus nurture. It's like, well, your nature is going to be your nature. Yeah. Where you are nurtured, we'll see how that's displayed.
Right.
If you have a bad temper, if you're calm, right? And then depending on the environment you come from, that's how you kind of experience it, I guess.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Especially, I know, you know, I can speak for some people, myself included, with, like, temper. So it's like, people are like, I seem pretty, like, it's like, right, but it's super hard.
Right.
Sure. You have no idea. Sometimes I just want to scream at you.
Jesus. Sorry, Mom. Idea. Happy Mother's Day. I didn't mean to go down that road.
Little idea.
Yeah, just you hear me tell stories about my dad. My dad just couldn't control his temper.
Sure.
So he'd fly off the handle about the smallest things. So my brother and I kind of made a conscious effort to be like, we're not going to do that. Well, it's still going to happen.
Sure.
But it's pretty rare.
I think parents absolutely have an influence on what you behaviorally I decide to do things, for better or worse, right?
Yeah.
I look at my kids, I'm like, oh, man, you guys are screwed.
At least you just wait till we're off air before you scream at me, Ted. I appreciate that. No public humiliation.
Ted's good at that.
Yeah. Sir.
He flogs you when the mics are dead.
He does, but it makes me better.
I like a good flogging.
I don't even know why you're talking about it on the air.
My bad.
More flogging.
I'll see you at 6:01.
Yes, sir.
So you'll flog me later?
10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. Your body's always fighting cancer. Your body destroys 5 to 8 cancers that do not self-destruct in one lifetime. An individual claims that some cancers could fool the immune system so they grow and spread. The best and easy way to prevent cancer is to work on your immune system.
All animals. They got to find the animal that doesn't have cancer, then look at that DNA.
Isn't there one?
Yeah, the sharks. So I mean, there's a lot of them that don't. But they say as a human being, if you live long enough, you're going to get... But I some
like,
kind of cancer.
I feel right? like they were studying like aardvarks or something like that for something like that.
Aardvarks?
Or armadillos?
Well, it's like with the early studies on AIDS, right? There were some people who just had an immune system that fought it off.
What they did.
And they took that DNA and said, what does this guy have?
Right.
You know, what is different?
What is in there that's fighting this?
Magic Johnson.
Right.
Money.
Exactly. South Park did a whole episode.
George Washington.
It was just his money. Human intestines move.
Yes. That's why you have a bowel movement.
It says intestines wiggle around in a bowl when surgeons take them out during abdominal surgery. When they complete the surgery, they put them back in and let them wiggle back into place.
That has to be weird to say. Think about the first person who saw that. Right. So somebody figured out surgery and they understood academically enough how to do this without killing a person. So you follow the intestines. The last thing I'd expect is that, like,
doctor,
they're still moving. I'd be like, oh, God, I can't finish this.
Right.
That is weird.
Is that why we make weird noises in our, you know?
Yeah.
It's constantly constricting.
Right. Rolling over itself Exactly. Finally. Got that bubble through. 10 of the most disturbing facts about the human body. I feel like we already know this one. Your liver regenerates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those where that's a common fact I feel like everybody loves to bring up, is that your liver will heal itself.
It does.
It will repair itself.
It does it better than any other organ in your body.
Which is like why you can cut a chunk off and give it to somebody and both of you will have a complete liver.
Yeah, and you have a liver in you.
That's crazy to me. Because it all comes from the brain, doesn't it? So that means that whatever the liver's got going on is the center of where everything is built, would be my explanation of it.
I think
it.
It's just more the proteins that are in your liver as everything communicates with the brain. The brain, it's like hiring. So you've hired all the organs. The brain is the brain, right?
Right.
And the brain is your CEO, and it has hired these organs. The one thing you know about the liver is it'll take a beating.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing about your liver, it will always show up.
Right.
It does its work. The other ones, they just don't have the proteins or whatever it is you need to do it. So it's like, kidneys, we love you, but Jesus, God.
Oh, yeah.
Work a little harder, yeah, man. Look at what the liver's doing. The liver regenerates.
I got to be honest with you, Mike. I didn't realize that's how liver transplants work till you just said that.
Oh, yeah.
You take a piece.
Yeah, and I never. And you're right. I feel like an idiot because obviously, if you took my liver, I'd be dead.
The donator generates.
Yeah, but full disclosure,
I had no idea
that's how the transplant works. So just said that.
It's almost like an earthworm, right? Yeah. So you cut the thing in half and you get two of them. So
stupid question. Can you donate your liver multiple times? Then
I would not suggest that. But well, I'm sure a doctor could tell you whether one way or another if it's regenerated enough,
right,
to be able to do that again.
Like, can I donate it at like 21 and then like 10, 15 years later, donate it again?
There's probably a timeline on it, but I would imagine if it's something that regenerates more than one time, then yeah.
So if you're not killing someone and it's not cannibalism and you have someone's human liver.
No, Miles.
And you fry it in a pan with some onions. No one's dead. No one's dead. It's not cannibalism is one thing.
Right.
That means you're eating someone because they've deceased. They're passed on, right?
No. I think cannibalism is just eating a human.
One bowl of onions. Miles. You know what I mean? And a nice.
Miles.
Yes, Keontae?
I could cut off a finger and we could fry that up and eat it like a chicken wing and that's still cannibalism.
Yeah, it's still cannibal.
Sure?
I'm
still alive, man.
Remember that scary movie? They were eating. Oh, I'm going to sound terrible when I explain this now. It's like the third version of Farva Beans guy, and he's eating Ray Liotta's head.
Yes.
Yeah, he's eating his brain.
Yeah, but Ray Liotta's still alive.
He is.
Yeah, he took a very small chunk of his brain out.
Ray Liotta died and threw off his entire equilibrium.
Okay.
It did.
10 of the most disturbing facts of the human body. A minor brain trauma can change you.
Yes, it's your freaking brain.
Somebody writes that a minor brain tumor can change the thing that you like, dislike, and other aspects of your personality. The one that blows my mind is people that get something twinges during like brain surgery and then they speak a different language. That has to be learned, in my opinion, at least.
But here's the thing. Apparently, it doesn't.
You know, maybe the accent is one thing.
Because they do these things, right? And it happens rarely, but someone will suddenly start speaking French. They've never heard French in their life. And like, how do you know to speak French if, in theory, you got to learn how to do it?
Correct.
I don't know. Or suddenly you can play the piano.
Because no baby wakes up, you know, fresh out of the womb like, what's up? My name's Joey.
I know.
That would be awesome,
though. I know you named me Rage, but I'm going by Joey now.
Damn. The funk in there. What's the line, Miles?
You need to wash your ass, Mom.
And you thought these smelled bad on the outside.
I mean, Dad.
He's already quoting Star Wars.
Get out of here! I'm proud of you.
I've never seen the movie.
Right? I mean, Dad smelled worse, but that's bad.
You can remember every little detail.
I remember swimming to the egg, man.
Oh no! Number three, old wounds can reopen, especially with a knife,
or if you run into her.
Oh damn! We're back to Tina.
Number two,
you thought you were over me.
Look who came crawling back. Right? Body organs move.
Sir, this is Wendy's.
Well, sure.
Oh, God. But then the number one.
My brain goes to my penis.
Most disturbing fact about the human body. Your immune system can blind you. According to a contributor, the back part of your eye has a complex protein called crystallin. It helps your eye process light, but it's not found in any other body part. Thus, your immune system does not recognize it. If you experience excessive eye trauma, your immune system could destroy the undamaged one while going after the foreign protein.
Then can we get like an owner's manual for our immune system? Like, hey, in a rare occurrence or something behind my eyeballs, just chill.
Right.
Chill, man. You're here to help me. We're all in this together.
Go easy on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Two students in Malaysia ended up in the hospital after a brawl outside of the school, and you won't believe what started it all.
What happened there?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50.
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.